We are now joined by head coach of the West Tolt Lady Huskies girls basketball team, Riley Boniface. And coach, you've had some good basketball teams at West Tolt. You really have some hardworking girls. And what are you kind of looking at this year number-wise for the West Tolt Huskies?
Well, I mean, we're really excited to start the season. We got 20 girls out, which is a good number anymore considering kind of the participation throughout the state. And so we're really proud of having that 20 girls out. We're looking at 3 seniors and 3 juniors and 8 sophomores and 6 freshmen. So we're fairly well-rounded throughout, too. It's not like we're one class, super heavy loaded in one class.
Well, let's talk about maybe some of those that are coming back before we kind of get to a breakdown that you're looking for to help you get started this season. Some of the girls that maybe saw some playing time last year.
Yeah, so obviously we have Lainey Smith is coming back, and she'll be a 3-year starter for us. And then Ainsley Gallion, she'll be a 2-year starter. She played a lot as a freshman. She's a junior. We will have Abby Davis, who played a lot last year as well. Those are kind of the 3 returning with a lot of playing experience. And then from there, Kinley Cadwalder will join us as well, and Avery Niemitz and Kenna Schaefer.
Well, Coach, I was able to catch the game that you had in the preseason, the Jamboree game. Looks like you guys were going to rely on a lot of speed, a lot of pressing. And I tell you what we saw on the volleyball court and what we've seen in the past with these ladies is they are athletic.
Yeah, no, I would definitely say that's definitely our strength. And I would say that's been our strength the last couple of years. You know, we are athletic and we can play pretty good defense. And so if we can converting some turnovers into points and get some easy buckets off our press, that's always a huge plus for us.
As you just mentioned, turnovers are a thing that you have to watch, and if you can capitalize on the other end and get the buckets, points are a premium.
Just anytime somebody gets their defense set, it is usually a lot harder to score against, you know, as compared to when you get that turnover and you get a 2-on-1 or even you're out ahead of the pack and maybe it's a late contested layup, but it's just a lot harder to score once teams get their defense set, especially later in the season when teams kind of have you figured out and, you know, who your good shooters are and the set plays that you like to run. And so, like I said, just anytime you can capitalize on that, that's a huge plus.
We talked about some girls that bring some returning game time with you. Maybe some girls that you're going to be looking at that are going to step into maybe some starting roles or right off the bench early for you roles.
Some of the girls that are looking to come off the bench for us a little bit this year, we have some good freshmen coming in. I think London Conrad will have a chance to contribute. Kaylee Monasterio has played really well in practice so far. She'll have a chance to contribute. We have several sophomores in the mix. We have Pavlin Larson, Monica Chavez, Taylor Wallenhofer. I think I mentioned Avery Niemitz earlier. And I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody, but we have a nice group of girls, and it's as competitive as a group as I've been with as far as, you know, they're going to have to earn some playing time, which is, as a coach, sometimes that's difficult. You know, it's not always clear cut and dry, but it also, you know, keeps kids motivated and keeps them pursuing forward.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you have a great bench of athletes coming up, you know, just some great basketball players coming. And, you know, it's one of those things you see as a coach, I'm sure, as we see it through our eyes as broadcasters, that there is sometimes that there's a group that really is clicking in one game, and then maybe the next game it's somebody else, that group of players that are really doing well for you. And so not necessarily setting maybe a starting or who's off the bench first type of thing.
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly it. We always joke sometimes as coaches, we're like, hey, who's gonna have the hot hand tonight? Or, you know, who do we got to figure out how to get in the game tonight? You know, so it is one of those things you try to play to, you know, the kids' strengths. And sometimes if, you know, I always look at too, if a kid plays really well in JV, hey, the varsity is probably going to do a lot of the similar stuff to what, you know, teams do in their JV. So maybe you will get a few more opportunities come varsity game, you know, if you play really well that night. So that's kind of how we, you know, base some of our playing time off of a little bit. And it's just, like I said, always good to see the girls come out and compete.
Coach, looks like a travel season for you. I do see your first eight games before the Summerlin Holiday Tournament will be December 1st at Creighton, home at Ord, at Ainsworth on the 8th, and home against Burwell, Chambers, Wheeler Central, and then three games on the road before the holiday break. How do you see your team, or what are you expecting out of your team? Of course, we all want to be undefeated at the end of the year, but maybe some thoughts and expectations where you want to be towards the holiday break.
You know, I guess some of the goals that we've set as a team is, you know, we want to be a part of the conference, you know, have an opportunity to play for a conference championship. You know, we would like to have an opportunity to host our sub-district if we can, and we'd like to win that if we can. And so those are some of the goals we have. You know, going into Christmas, before Christmas, every team that we've played in the previous years, we've all been competitive with. You know, we've lost most of those games by single digits. And so I just feel like if we can take, you know, some baby steps forward and keep moving in the right direction, I really like where we could be at.
Well, Coach, we wish you, your student athletes, and your staff the best of luck, and we'll be covering you quite a bit this year.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Cody.